Back at it again. It's your boy here, Oni. With the three tribesmen, I have my co-host with me. My boy, Ike. I have my boy over here, Timmy Tao. Can't forget him as well. We are here to bring some attention to some information for you guys. But before I even get into that, what's been on you guys' mind lately?
Man, honestly, what's been in my mind is trying to sell this one property. Me and my business partner, we've had some issues trying to sell it for like the last 2 months. But today we just finally accepted an offer, and we're going to be entering escrow on Monday. So I'm glad because we've been sitting on it for a little bit. So,
businessman, congratulations, my brother. It's been keeping me up. This cyber attacks, man. I don't know what's going on. Something's in the air, man. You seen that movie, Leave the War Behind?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Man, it's like that thing is coming to fruition. That's crazy. But we're here. We're blessed. We're happy. Thankful. No. What other thing has been keeping up? What would you say? You haven't even said.
I think this topic, the topic today is what's been keeping me up. It's actually pretty hilarious, actually. So I put it out there. I asked my Instagram topics, like, give me information. What do you guys want us to talk about? And everybody came back to the same thing, male, female. They were like, speak on polygamy. I'm like, really? And it's been going crazy, though. Everybody's like, speak on polygamy. So I'm like, we are here to talk about polygamy today. So we are not experts in polygamy, but we have an understanding of what polygamy is. And some of us have experience dealing with polygamy, so we're gonna deep dive into that information. Just stay tuned with us. And then also, I do want to put it out there: if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, make sure you like it, subscribe, but also leave comments. If it's not comments about this episode, give us questions that you guys want us to tap in about, and we'll for sure tap into it. But so, what's up on polygamy, bro?
I guess I'll start it off, man. Interesting, because it's funny because we, like you mentioned, we want to talk about everything else, right? Because we're always hearing about, like, oh, guys with mics, all I want to talk about is toxic topics and stuff like that. So we try to stay away from it, right, when we first started. But this is what you guys kept asking for, so we're going to talk about it today. Polygamy, man. Polygamy, it's not for me. As far as like if I'm married or girlfriend, it's not for me. I think dealing with one partner is difficult enough. You know what I'm saying? Trying to satisfy that one person and tend to that one person. But, from the African culture, I understand it. Not that I have any firsthand experience, but I do know, family members and stuff like that have dabbled into that lifestyle. I'm no expert on it. I was young when I was kind of around that stuff, and then I didn't realize what was going on until I got older. Like, oh man, that's actually polygamy, so I think it's just, I think that we're starting to see that more and more coming to America, something that's been going on in Africa for a long time. You see that more and more coming into the America and stuff like that, so that's why you see more and more podcasts and people talking about it.
We've all heard that. I have a question, though. That John Legend song, All of Me Wants All of You. Y'all think he was talking about one woman, or he was talking about, like, I love you? Nah, man. All jokes aside. For me, this is personal to me. This topic actually, like, I don't even know how to start because it's something that I grew up with. I don't really even discuss it, never even brought it up. But my dad, I grew up with a polygamous father who practiced polygamy, which is, I grew up knowing that I had multiple, stepmothers, as you can say. Growing up, my mother actually was not with my dad, so it's kind of like my dad had multiple wives, my mom had remarried. And as you're younger, I lived in Nigeria, right? So it's like, to me, that was super normal. My dad's friends all had multiple wives, he's also Muslim. So it was so normal that you never even thought about it. And then you come to America, it becomes this is like an abomination. Like this is not a thing. Like it's not even legal to do this kind of stuff. I never, Nigerian, you never ask your dad questions like, why do you have multiple wives? You just don't do it. But now that I'm an older gentleman, as you can say, I can understand it a little better. I wish I can have that conversation with him, but what I can take from it is he wasn't doing anything that was not normal. It wasn't illegal. And it wasn't something that he was like, why are you doing this, Pops? Like, you know, and I understand when my mom obviously decided to leave my pops, because to her, I never even talked to her about it either, but she's been remarried over 30 some years with my stepfather, who is a Christian. My mom is a Christian. So obviously in Christianity, right? You think about religion. In Christianity, polygamy is like not even, it's like you're not supposed to. It's one husband, one wife. And then the Muslim culture, the more you dive into it, like I said, as an adult, you start learning more about why it's even a thing. The Quran says you can have up to four wives, I believe. And with that, it also has like an if in there. For example, you can have up to four wives if you can treat them all equal, right? So now looking back at it, it's kind of like, how is that even possible? Do you guys think it's possible to love someone equally? And I'm gonna ask you that question. I'm have a twist to that question. Do you think it's possible to love people, anyone, equally?
It matters what equal is, though. Equal can mean different to other people, but I believe you can. I believe you can love someone equally, only because, in a sense, like you were stating about your father. So my father and my mother, my father married one woman, which is my mother. But I grew up in a polygamous family when it comes to my grandfather. My grandfather had two wives.
Okay.
So
he Muslim?
He wasn't Muslim. Hmm. No. Christian. But wow. My grandfather, my grandmother was the first wife. So, and growing up, it was normal to me. I never thought anything of it, you know, until I got a little bit older and I'm like, why don't I see this practice in anyone else's house but, you know, my house? But it was so normal to me, because a lot of people will take it and run with it and say, it'll mess the children up. And I don't think that's really true, because I was, I guess you can say, quite normal, whatever that may be. But at the same time, my grandmother was grandma, but his second wife was also grandma to me. My grandfather and grandmother have passed away, but his second wife is still alive until today. I still refer her as grandmother, as, you know, grandma. So it's never affected me. And I've grew up with this, with being in this type of environment since childbirth, you know? So I look at it a little bit different from everyone else.
I think what kind of get lost in this whole, I guess, discussion and topic of polygamy, to me, in my opinion, is how does a woman feel? Like the one that is actually, you know what I'm saying, married to this man who has multiple wives. Like how does that really truly affect them? Is it like just situation like, well, this is part of our culture, da, 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 but like, are they truly happy or are they unhappy? Like, how does it truly affect them? That's what I always kind of wonder, like, because I mean, think about it, the script was flipped, like, ain't no way that's flying with me, yo. You're not about to go have another husband. That's never, no, heck no. So that's why I was wondering, like, how do the women, like, I would love to sit down with a woman in this situation, you know, saying, ask them truly, like, you know, are you doing this because you're happy, or are you doing this because I know a lot of times, you know, in Africa, you know, kind of like how you said, like, you got to treat them equal, right? So you got to be able to afford all of them, right? So are you doing this because they're able to afford you, and now you're able to live that soft life, or is it because you're actually happy in the situation?
I think it can be answered in multiple ways, though. But I don't think polygamy should be forced on anyone. For one, I don't believe that. But at the same time, people that I have met that have been in polygamous relationships have been happy, because it's almost a sense of, the women are shared, I guess you can say, to a point to where, yes, this is my husband, but at the same time, I have me time, because he's dealing with someone else now. I have time for me to work on me, do me, be happy, and do whatever it is you want to do, and you're not up underneath somebody 24/7, which is, to me, is a big problem in America, though. People are married to one person, and I'm not saying I'm practicing or trying to practice polygamy or anything, but I'm the type of person in a relationship where I like space. Yes, I love you, I want to be with you, but be around, like, be in the house, just don't be underneath me. Like, if I'm downstairs, you could be upstairs. As long as I know you're in the house, I'm happy. You understand? So, in the talking in the sense of for a lady, I think it can be seen that way. But at the same time, it can be seen negative if you're forced into it. That's mm-hmm. how I feel, you know. Mm-hmm.
So I would look at it a different way. Like, we shouldn't look at it like a personal opinion, right? Let's look at it from a standpoint of a man that's a polygamist. Like, you're practicing polygamy. So back to your question, how should a woman feel, right? You can look at it, like you said, several ways. Now, what are the pros? What are the cons? So should we start off with some of the pros?
Yeah.
Some of the pros you could say is it can give women a break.
Mm-hmm.
In African households, you do realize that the woman is supposed to, like,
yep.
do a lot of things.
Cook, clean, everything.
Clean. Check your typical kids. Traditional.
Yep.
Hey, before you touch on that, in African household, ain't none of this who's doing what. The gender roles are set. All right, so there ain't
none
of that.
That.
It's been like that. So
and it's probably going to be
context,
like that.
Just some context.
Just some context. So you look at it from a standpoint like, okay. And I have to keep bringing up, like, my experience with my father, correct? Like, when he was, you know, he literally had women. It's like a calendar. You know, it's like you get 2 days. So to answer the question, how is it even equal? It's kind of hard to make it equal because it's seven days in a week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. I can't even ask him this question.
Right.
Yeah, but most of the wives, you have Sunday, Monday, 2 days. Then the other wife comes in from Monday night, Tuesday. Then becomes like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday. And then it's like, okay, I don't know how the schedule worked. But all I knew was, when you were with them, now depending on how many wives you had at a time. Sometimes you have three, sometimes you have four. Some people have two wives. You can do like three times and then four. Like next week can be four, you can have three.
Yeah.
However many. Again, I don't think of this as when I was a kid. I was just growing up with it. What I do remember is the wives that he had with him, who stayed a night with him, they all had their rooms. My dad had 16 bedrooms. It makes sense now why he had that many rooms. But and some of the rooms are obviously for the kids. All I can remember is whoever was with them was responsible for cooking all our meals, cleaning his room, making sure everything was ready. He goes to work. Sometimes I, go to work with him. When I come home, when we're back, there's food for everyone. And we felt like even the kids, like, you'd think it would affect us in a sense, but my father was pretty good at making sure we all ate together, everyone was good together. But the only woman that could spend a night with them was whoever was, I guess you can say, quote unquote, on the schedule, was who was spending a night with them. Now, I don't know how it is sexually, like, that's a lot of work. You know, like, you have however many wives you have, like, right. That's a lot of,
right.
I don't know, are you satisfying them every single day? I don't know, because then it could come, like, with jealousy, like,
right.
Are you tired from the woman before? I don't know. Let's not even say we're getting into that. However, like I said, the pros for that would be you give the other woman a break.
Mm-hmm.
Other women can use that time to go hang out with their friends, to go spend more time with their kids, do things that they need to do for their kids or their personal selves, or even, like, communicate or be with their family. Like, their parents could be, like, having a celebration. Oh, I can make it. I'm going to be with you this week. I got to travel out of town. Whereas if you had one woman, she has to, in Africa, she has to do everything.
Right.
So that's a pro. Now, do I think this is always going to work? I doubt it, because now it becomes there's jealousy in the household.
Right.
We could talk about some cons that goes with that. And trust me, a lot of polygamous families, there's a lot of issue. There's a lot of bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
There's even women that might try to assassinate their husband. Some people marry for the wrong reasons. There's just so much energy going in there. You're having kids, like, you know, argue the other person's kids.
Yep.
The mother's like, go do that.
You? I mean, so let's kind of dive into that, though, because I think you mentioned that you literally met some of your siblings over the last few years, and they're like, you didn't even know that was your sibling, right? Because of your dad's multiple wives. So, a couple things, too. How did that affect you, right? And then also, like, what about discipline, right? Could someone else, could another mother discipline you in the household when you were a kid? Or would that create issues?
It's different, though. Africa is different. Because you can get disciplined by a dude just randomly
right,
on the
right,
street.
Right,
like,
right.
Anybody so is older than different. You.
If he's an elder, it doesn't matter. If you did something, he don't even have to know you. Open hand slap. I've seen it with
your
my own
can
eyes.
Do it.
I've seen. Oh,
yeah,
for
teacher.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've seen it with my own eyes. Open hand slap. Just somebody, grown man. So it's discipline's a little bit different, but you can speak on your perspective,
right?
Bro.
Like, I want to know how it was in your household. Like, did that ever occur, and how did it,
Well, I don't think you put your hands on somebody else's kid, like in that style. You know, now most women would probably report you to your dad. But again, your mom is trying to. Obviously, you're a child. It's like, who are you to talk about her child? Like, it could get messy. Now, my mom was not in this household while I was growing up. So, to about the whole know my siblings, let's just say I was one of the oldest. And out of, I think, I probably have over 20 siblings. I don't really know everyone's mother. But back, I'm in sixth, my dad's sixth child. So, I knew all of my, all of the siblings that were around that age group. Remember, I told you we also eat together and all that? Now, when I came back to America, it's kind of like, I don't really know what's going on. Because, yeah, kids are like, damn, I could have these kids, like, five-year-old, two-, three-year-old kids. Like, you know, because a man can have as many kids as he wants. Like, you know, like I said. So, the disconnect happened with me going overseas, right? So, when I, but they all know about me. It's like, when I come home, I'm seeing them, like, hey, they all know about me. And it's like, what's your name? That sort of thing. So, that disconnect is... It's not something to be proud about. Like, you, there's a disconnect there. That's a, definitely a con, right? However, with the older siblings of my that I have, we all know each other. We all talk. We joke about. Well, one thing I would say is like we also, not everybody lived with my pops. Like, I remember for me personally, I lived with my grandma. You know, I was going to school with my grandma, but when it was time for holidays, I would go stay with my pops. My mom was remarried, so I was spending time with her in the States or like in London, wherever she's at. So for me, this was so normal. It wasn't like I felt a disconnect. It was like, this is literally my upbringing. Now you're asking these questions. I'm looking back like, man, what kind of childhood did I have? But it was so normal, and it was a good household. Like, we, every holiday, we had to spend it with our father. Like, it was like everybody. And now looking back, it's kind of like, thank God we were able to do that. Because if I didn't, I mean, I have some siblings who I've never met. And they're about my age group because their mom was like, nope, taking my kids away from this guy. We're not doing this. And I never met them. I know their names, you know, but their mother made the decision of they don't want their kids growing up in that household. Whereas my mom was, I have an older sister. So it was a lot easier for me to at least be with my sister and then spend time with my pops, spend time with my mom, spend time with my grandma. So I had a great childhood, I'll be honest with you. So, like, that's the pro. Now, having... Back to polygamy, right? We should talk about why it's even a why people can even do this. Let's talk about how it's a culture. There's a cultural reason behind it. There's an economical reason behind it. There are social reasons behind them. There's a religion. There's so many reasons why people even do that. I know in America you can't even do it because of what? You just can't do it in America. In these countries, you're allowed to do it. So.
Yeah, I think it's frowned upon. It's frowned upon, but I think it's frowned upon due to reasons I haven't studied yet per se. So I don't want to dive too much into that part because I know it's more of a Western culture. America as well as UK doesn't practice it, but everyone else usually around everyone else kind of practices polygamy, and it's. I guess it's frowned upon, but it's looking as if in America it's becoming the new thing now. I think it's coming to light because of social media. People can freely have freedom of speech, speak of these things. So that's why we're seeing more of it, and that's why when I threw the topic out there, a lot of people are like, "Yo, we want to hear more about this topic or this subject right here." So it's a thing.
I believe it's practiced in America. It's just not illegal.
Facts.
Because I mean. Be honest, I've seen some like white people in Utah and stuff with so many wives.
For sure, Utah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. I've literally seen this where it's like, you ever see these documentaries like man or it could be like a Christian man with so many wives or even these, I don't even want to say these weird ass religious gurus with several wives, you know. In Africa, it's different because as long as it's not a minor, which that's illegal in Africa also, which should be illegal everywhere. You know. It's practiced almost everywhere because the alternative is this. Now, I can say in the Western world, you have a man marries a woman, and then after a couple of years, you start getting tired of it, and then you're like, I can't divorce you, or it's not great. But then you start having concubines, like you start having mistresses outside of that relationship. Now you're cheating.
Right.
Whereas in this religion, it's not cheating if you're married to them. That's your wife. That's your woman. So it depends on how you look at it. It's like...
So let me ask you guys something then. Do you think that... Or for the women that agree,
in Africa, do you think they ever have side, like their own men on the side too? Like the ones that agree to the lifestyle? Do you think they have
in Africa?
Own men? Yeah, in Africa.
Well, you do know that this was like way back in the day. A woman was allowed to marry as many husbands
right.
as she wanted to. Like, I think it was called polygamy or something. I can't remember the exact term for it, but this was a thing. Hmm. Now, no longer that practice is
gone.
Is basically gone.
Right.
I don't know if some.
It's in. I think it's in one or two countries that still might push it. But
I think Tanzania. I'm not. I don't want to say the wrong country, right. but I know it's. But it's not even a. No one even really talks about that
mm-hmm.
right now, unless she's like the.
Okay, but what if it's not even necessarily marrying another man? What if it's just having a side, like,
I mean,
a
that's
side
a different dude. Conversation. That's not polygamy. Yeah.
But I'm saying
that's just cheating.
I know, but yeah, well,
no, it is.
It outside, is. Outside, you're not married to him.
Yeah.
How you want to look at it?
But I'm saying, are they allowed to do that? Like, it, you know, they agree. Like, if let's say her husband, let's say her husband said, "Is you're my wife?" Is she allowed or to go and have other dudes, or is it like she has to basically cheat on the low? You know,
and
what
that's
I'm
an open relationship.
Yeah,
I don't think
exactly.
People practice
so
open
let me ask you. But so what I'm saying is. Is that something? Do you think that is that something you experienced? Do you know if any of your mothers
because
had that?
Most of my dad's stepmother, to be honest with you, and this is probably a pro and con in a sense, because my father was the Muslim Islamic religion was
mm-hmm.
you can marry as many or up to four wives
mm-hmm.
if only you were able to treat them all equal, right? So none of them worked,
mm-hmm.
right? Like none of them had a job, like no. So he took care of them. So when you have no job, why are you leaving the house?
Mm.
We had maids, we had drivers that would go grocery shopping and buy all the stuff from the market, bring it back to the house, and they're cooking. So if you're supposed to be, if you have to sneak out the house, how you even doing that?
Yeah.
like, you know, it wasn't one of those things where you just like, nah, I don't think it really happened. Like that.
But I think it's a respect thing, though. Like you have to remember when it comes to, and I can only speak, we can only speak from what we know, but it's a respect thing when it comes to polygamy. It's asked of you. It's not forced on you. So because it's asked, you have to be aware that they thought about this, they had the idea about this, and they still decided this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So with that being said, why would you go out and try to do something outside of that? Because Nigeria is big on respect, and we know that 100%. So when it comes to marriage and a lot of other things, you don't hear too much about going outside of marriage. Not saying it's not a thing, though. But
right,
it's not. I'm not saying it's not a thing. Hold on. I'm not saying it's not a thing.
Because you could agree on something and then change your mind.
Facts. I'm not saying. But a lot of things aren't done. And I even say the women of America as well. Because regardless of what you see out on IG and everybody, every lady is not a hoe. It's women out here that truly respect the sanctity of their marriage, period. And I think that's the same thing when it goes to Nigeria. It's I have so much respect for my father. I can't be out there doing these things because my father's name means everything to the community. So a lot of these things are not looked on if she's out doing, you know, whatever you believe.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you all something then. Because, you know, I saw something a while back. I think it was an Instagram, like, meme or something. And it was like, them Africans are running rampant in Atlanta, right? Meaning they were like, they were having women, just multiple women, right? They're in relationship with all these women and stuff like that. And then like the women didn't were fully aware of what was going on, right? Like,
as long as they were being taken care of.
Exactly. But then it became an issue for them. So I think do you think that sometimes they don't fully understand their cultural background and where they come from?
I'm about to say, things. Right. I'm like, let me get
marriage is polygamy.
Yeah,
marriage.
I know.
That's not marriage.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there's some that are like married and stuff like that, right? To them.
Okay,
and,
then, the point is.
And I think they just weren't fully unaware. Like I think either they weren't being honest with them and straightforward, like, hey, this is what I believe in, and they were just like cheating on them.
Yeah, this is America.
That's
it's a different country.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah,
that's this would not happen in Africa.
And then Atlanta is a little bit.
Come on, man.
Atlanta different, bro. We already know the ratio of women to men in Atlanta is crazy.
Atlanta, it's wild. Atlanta should be studied.
And the crazy part is, that's all you have to when you're in Atlanta. Hey, I'm sorry, anybody that's in Atlanta that's listening to this. If you want to win in Atlanta, just walk out. Just have open toe sandals.
They know you Nigerian.
And have a Gucci shirt. They immediately know you Nigerian.
And the reason why
African,
we keep saying Atlanta
and you're winning
is because a lot of Nigerians,
huge population
in Atlanta. Like literally, it's like a Nigerian hub. Right. My siblings live in Atlanta. Just so you know, just put some context for Atlanta. No disrespect to Atlanta. I do want to also bring up the so there's some there's some history behind polygamy as to why this is a thing. Now, I can tell you this, like, some of this, I hate to use the word dash, some of this woman, right, it wasn't like my dad wanted to marry them. But, like, if you're a wealthy man.
I know where you're going.
If you're a wealthy man, like, some fathers feel comfortable with having their daughters marry into that home because you can take care of their daughter. So some wives literally will be given to my father. Now, he has to accept it, but it sounds funny, but that's why we're having this discussion,
for
right?
Real.
Because some people are not aware of this. And I'm speaking from experience. Some of these women were given to my pops. Now, you pay the dowry, you do all of that, but it was it helped their family out.
Thank you. Exactly.
So that's the pro. It's like, it's not like he was just out here just trying to get. No. It was based on a religion. And also for some men, right? Some women are widows. You know, and they need to marry into another home. So men will be like, okay, I'll take care of you and your kids. Come into this household. Now, historically, we were talking about this earlier, where some men would go to war. The population was like a lot more women than there were men. So because of that reason, say you go to war. This is like, I'm talking about way back. And you don't come home. Now you have a woman with no husband. So it's allowed to be able to, you're allowed to marry into...
Because of the limited amount of men.
Exactly. Because of that reason.
The limited amount of supply of men.
It's a supply of men, but it's also resources also. You have to think about it. Even, they practice that here too, but it's in a different way though. So that's like the lady, people get mad at the lady that goes for the ball player. You know why she's going for the ball player. She's trying to change the generation of her
many
family.
Generation ball players.
You understand? She's trying to change the trajectory of her children's future.
Like you said, and
it's no different from being in Africa. So when you're saying that someone is dashing, you know, this is our language. So when a woman is dashed over to another man, it's because her father seeing that. You're getting of age, and we don't have the resources to get you to where you need, but this man does. And because he has it, this is the best interest. And 9 times out of 10, yes, it could be looked on negatively, how you were saying, to where she doesn't want to, but at the same time, she has to think of the future of herself as well as her children.
Absolutely.
This man can put me in a home. He can take all my, because you have to pay for school in Africa.
He can
take care of my children. My children can be in the best schools, and it's a different lifestyle. So it's hard to turn that down. You understand what I'm
saying? And they understand that going into it. Like, this man I'm marrying, even the parents know that, already has wives already.
Facts.
Now, you can't then get mad when he decides to marry another woman because you did the same too.
He was number 5 anyway.
Like, one of the reasons why my mom, I would say, probably left my dad was because of that reason is she probably figured she was going to be the last wife. I mean, this is when my dad was still in his 30s, right? And I don't think he wanted to do that. He wanted to have another woman, and she was not having that. So what happened? It was a wrap. It was divorced. She got out of there. Now, all my older siblings, some of my older siblings, their mom might not still with my dad, so for that reason, he has to still remarry to be taken care of.
Nice.
Kids grow up, right? They move on. These women that he's no longer with, they moved on. They've remarried. They're probably different religions. They're Christians. They moved on to other countries who don't even practice it. This is such a Nigerian thing.
Right.
Also, in Nigeria, having several wives, and this is probably some other parts of Africa, having several wives is a flex.
Thank you. I was going to get
yeah, I mean, I can take care of these wives.
That means you come from some economical status
because
you can take care of all these different women that you have.
You have a guest and you have all your wives chilling. It was a flex.
So I have a question for you because it seems like for you specifically, it didn't really affect you too much. It seems like you're
such
cool with
normal.
It, right? It was a normal thing for you. But on the other hand, and I think me and you were talking about this. With Fella's son was on a podcast, and he was talking about how it killed his dad from stress and stuff like that. Right?
Nice.
He was stressed out. He had like 300 women. I forget how much it was. I don't want to misspeak, but he had a bunch of women. And he saw how stressful it was. And he's like sort of to him, he's totally like against it. Like, because he thinks that it ultimately killed his dad. Like, the stress from being able to take care of all these different women and give them their time, attention, money, da da da. Because he had, like, I think he said, like, 80 something wives and like 27 girlfriends or something like that. So for you, it seemed like it was just like, hey, it was a, you know, you had a good experience. But for him, he was like, man, he saw what it did to his dad, and he's like, I think it rubbed off on him in a different way, I should say.
But did he? I'm curious to know, did he see that as an adult? He recognized it, or as a child? I want to know how he seen life as a child, though, until being different as an adult. Of course, as an adult, reasoning is different. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want to see what his reasoning was as an adult compared to as a child, though, because maybe as a child he probably once again thought it was normal. It's a bunch of love in the house.
I think he touched on he briefly talked about it, like he saw the stuff that was going on as a kid. So I think even as a kid it affected him in some way. And then as he got as an adult, he was able to make his, oh man, this is what probably,
I think that's his
father.
Opinion though. Because yeah, his father loved
it's his opinion
women,
for sure.
Exactly.
It's 100% because his opinion.
He was a kid. Like I was
right.
a kid.
100%
growing up,
his
right?
opinion.
And also just so you know, Fela has a record for how many wives, and they were 27.
Yeah,
that's the number. The official, probably the highest.
Yeah, I think
the record.
So. It was the opposite then.
He had 27 right. wives, and you can go on Netflix, watch his documentary. All these women were. I mean, that's actually a matter of fact. Go on Netflix and watch the Fela documentary because they were interviewing some of these wives, and most of them were okay with it. But then the ones that were not okay with it were the older ones, the first wife, the second
the ones
wife,
that got pushed
third
to the
ones, the ones that are like, now the younger ones are coming in.
They didn't get
in
as much attention.
They weren't getting as much attention anymore. And the younger ones were
hotter,
prettier, quicker. Yeah. Like, they're all over him. He wants them longer. Now, I don't know how he was able to manage 27 women. Right. But, I mean, even Solomon, Christian, I'm sorry, but Solomon had, what, 700 wives? I don't even remember the number. Let's look it up. Solomon had so many wives, too.
Right.
Did you have a question about it, right? What was it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't really a question. It's just like, it was, analysis, basically. You okay. had a different experience than Fella's son, right? Because to me, it sounds like he didn't like it. He didn't enjoy it. And as an adult, he realized what it probably did to his father. But you, on the other hand, like, it was just normal. It was great. You loved it and stuff like that.
It
so
was
it's
normal,
funny how
great.
So what I'm saying is funny how it affects you both differently.
I still got my stepmother's calling to check up on me. Like, that's just how,
right.
Maybe props to my pops for making sure everybody was good.
Right.
I never sensed any jealousy, to be honest with you. Mm. Matter of fact, I think my mom was more nervous about it than I was or anybody else because she just, so y'all probably don't know this, but my dad had so many daughters and I was like the only son. I'm talking like 16 women, daughters. Mm. And being the only son at that time was like, she's more nervous about, like, because you know how it is with like a Nigerian wheel.
You're gonna inherit everything.
You're gonna inherit everything. Mm-hmm. So it just always felt like she was always very, very protective. That's why she never wanted me to live with my dad by himself. She wanted me to live with my grandma because she was already remarried with my step pops. They lived in America, so it was kind of like my grandma needed to watch out, you know. But I'm here today sitting with y'all talking, right? Like, everything was good, everything was great. I had no issues growing up. Never even saw it. If anything, I was mad cool with all my siblings. I still go to my, one of my sister, stepsister lives in California here in Los Angeles. I'll go over to her house and eat. I see her kids. We all hang out. She calls me her brother. It's not like, oh, we don't know much about them, but it was fine in my household. I'm not saying it was okay because to my mom, she never was with that, right? So she might have a traumatic or different experience. I'm happy she's happily married. She's been married for over 30-some years now with my stepfather, but
I think that's a combo you should have, though. And we can just, like, bring it up later. It don't even have to – even if we can
bring my mama to the show.
we can bring it here or we can just have – or we can have that one-on-one and just do, like, a to-be-continued because I'm interested to – my grandmother and grandfather are no longer here, so they're gone. But his second wife is still around. So I might want to have that conversation with her also because I see your situation was a little different. My grandfather, both his wives lived in the same house. So, I'm interested to see how that dynamics. I don't know.
They should live in the same house.
Yeah, I have no clue as of the sleeping arrangements or anything. Also, I might want to have that conversation too. Like just on some being interested on how
my
that
grandfather
was.
Also had multiple wives. My grandma was one of the wives. So my parents. I mean, sorry, my mother has siblings from different women also. So same with you. Like, it's so normal. Like, y'all got to understand, this is, like, such a normal thing. And like I said, as long as you can take care of them, it's not a problem. Americans probably don't have the same ideas and opinions that we have. It's because you never experienced it. They don't know much about it. They don't know what's going on. But like I said, in the Western world, motherfuckers are cheating. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, and I think people, the crazy part is I think a lot of people, because the topic came up, we didn't pick the topic. The topic came to us.
This is going
to
be very interesting. So, everyone's going to want
to
know about.
Yeah, so I'm very curious to hear what people have to say listening to this. Like, you guys should be leaving comments as we're speaking, as many as you want, because I'm trying to, I want to figure out, like, the difference, though. Like, because Americans and how Africans see polygamy are two different things. When I hear people from America speak on polygamy, it seems to be always tied to sex. And I'm not saying everyone, and I'm make sure that's clear. Most of the people, and I'm just talking about people that I guess are around, are speaking and make it as a sex idea. I'm like, bro, you might as well just go have threesomes. If that's what you think polygamy is, that's a whole nother topic. Right. Polygamy is completely being able to saying that I am a man and I'm married to these two women and I take care of them fully. You understand what I'm saying?
Equally.
Not equally, and not saying that you're just with these two women for sex reasons and that's it. Because I think a lot of people have to have an understanding of what polygamy is. I think they just, it's just a new word out there, like how narcissist is just a word people keep throwing out there.
Diabolical, nasty word, all this stuff. But look, let me ask you something. So I know it's illegal in America, right? And, you know, but people have their own kind of variation or form of it, right? This their own variation or form of it. And even though it's not technically legal by law abiding, but there's some people out there that basically live with two partners, right? Some are women with two men, right?
That's a whole
nother
story.
That's a whole. So how do y'all?
I've seen it, but they're not alpha dudes. But that's a whole other conversation.
So what do you? So you think they're not alpha dudes? So you think that any man that's willing to accept that is not an alpha dude? Is that what you basically?
I don't
think?
Believe so. Only reason why I say I don't believe so is because there's something about territory as a man.
Yeah,
100%. You understand what I'm saying?
I already made
when
my.
When I say this right here is mine. I believe that, and for me to put another man that has the same testosterone as me in the same room and say we're sharing this woman is crazy, bro. That is insane to me.
You already know from the beginning I said it ain't for me. The woman is definitely not having another dude. That's not...
I mean, it's not for everybody, but let me ask you this. If Oprah was like, I want to marry you, what you going to tell her? No?
No.
Because you got Stedman? You a liar.
I'm good.
You a liar.
No.
Oprah, what's up?
It can't be Oprah. It got to be somebody a little bit younger.
Too crazy. Yeah. Stop playing with me, man.
Give me Oprah. Rihanna.
This finger?
Rihanna. But wait, she's not... Is she even married to Stedman?
It don't matter. Would you say no?
It don't matter.
You can't live in the next room next to Stedman?
It depends.
That's a good question.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay,
though.
So she asked you, you know, you come in, but you can't have any other women, though. It's just her.
That's fine. She ain't gonna know.
But the thing about it,
I'm straight.
But you got.
You tell me I gotta be with Oprah the rest of my life. You out?
You be all right. Oprah,
how much money I got?
But this is the thing. You're thinking it as a selfish reason. I'm not saying it like that, but it's selfish because you're thinking of it for yourself.
You really love Oprah like that?
Me dating Oprah is talking about my kids. I don't care about none of that.
We sat.
But so you would open your rest of your life. Noah,
you're
on here.
Boo, I'm running your bathwater.
Both on here.
What you need? I ain't doing nothing. I'm not working. I don't do nothing. We're going to all the fanciest trip in the world. You putting money in my account.
And you ain't talking to no other women the rest of your life.
That's not what we didn't talk.
That's what I just said. I said, so if y'all with Oprah and she's saying, you won't be with me.
It's a good thing she ordered me. So how long I do this for?
We're
gonna talk about it.
Hey, you about to give her all the high cholesterol food too. Like, hey, let's go to here.
I'm gonna come out at 45, 50.
Ready.
Free. Single rich. Come on, man. We're just saying.
All right.
All right, so we do also should probably what was the other thing I know we were gonna talk about. I keep going back to the historical reasons also, because I think from what I studied, right, there was something that had to do with husbands marry multiple wives and have multiple kids because they were able to, like, and this is like an old tradition, right, or just old, where the more people in your family, the richer you became because they were able to help out with labor, like as far as like farming, fishers, everything. Like, so if you had a bigger family, you were richer.
Facts.
So more people want to have more wives, more kids, just for that labor reasons, right? Because imagine, think about it. Back then, you only had one wife, and you had like two kids. How much work can you do with that?
Three, four acres of land, and
compared to like, so there's reasons behind this. I don't even know the original reason But I think it's been going on for a minute.
That might be it, though.
So basically, it has to have been one of the reasons.
So he's basically breeding his own workforce, is what you said.
Absolutely. We're not talking about modern society. We're talking about like way back then, where you had to farm to eat, and the more you could do, the more you had. So you're not paying for labor. You're actually, your labor is your family. You're providing for
them. And I feel like that, you know, even like, kind of like the fact you bring up labor, I feel like back in the day, it was, people had 10, 12, 15 kids and stuff like that. And they all worked and did everything around the house. It was like their own labor workforce and everything like that, especially during the farming time and all that. The more kids, the better, because now they can help the cattle, the grass, all that stuff. So I think that's a good point, interesting point that you bring up.
It should also be looked at as like Russian roulette almost. The more kids you have, the possibility of two or three kids hitting, being something, a lawyer, doctor, NFL player, whatever the heck, one of them got hit.
So many kids. Right, and a couple of them hit. They're not all like blood brother. Like no, they're like from like they're half.
Yeah, half.
You know, and some of them are musicians. Some of them like doing different things, but they all still siblings. Right. So his kids are still, that legacy is still going on. Right. My pops, I'm not sure why he had a lot of women. You know, but having his last name to me is kind of like a prideful thing. Like, because the woman obviously would get married and they change their last name, whereas having a son, it's kind of like, man, I need more sons. Maybe he kept trying and trying and trying. It was all woman. I literally have probably over 20 sisters. Like, wow. I'm not even kidding.
How many brothers?
Well, my mom's side. My pop side. I have two brothers on my mom's side now. Mm-hmm. Stepbrothers. But like my dad's side, you're looking at them.
Wow.
For real?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Dang. Whoa.
That's
dang.
Wild.
You're looking at them.
Dang. Yeah. Okay. Right. That's. I didn't even know that one. That's wild.
Well, that's why I said I never discussed it, because you just know it in the back of your head. Right. I grew up to that, and I'm like, man, I have a lot of sisters. Mm. Like, jeez. But again, I have the last name. I hold on to it. Most of my siblings all of them that are married have different last names.
So the one, I think I met one of your brothers from one in Atlanta. Yeah. He has a different last name.
Yeah, different last.
Oh wow.
Those are my stepbrothers.
Oh, stepbrothers. Gotcha.
Yeah, my mom. You know, my stepdad. Yeah, different.
Or half brothers. Side.
Yeah. I don't know any my last name? No. Oh, half brother, yeah.
Half brother.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know. I mean, I'm telling you this. Now, again, I don't know my younger ones now. I just don't. I can't speak on that.
So let me ask you this. If all your sisters lined up, would you know each and every one of them name?
Probably stop at number 16. No, because if you were born in the 80s and 90s, yeah. 2000s, like the NFT. Yeah. I don't know none of them. You know, I don't know any of them. And it's not because I should have known it. It's just because I don't live.
Right.
I don't live there. I'm not about to keep up with that, you know. But I will tell you this. They have reached out to me like, oh, older brother. I'm like, oh, cool. Good to nice. To meet you. Social media, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. But that's just my experience, though. But I'm very happy that it was a household where it was like filled with love. Everyone ate. We were all good. I mean, I'm in America. I was born in America. You know, that was my dad doing that. Same with my siblings. Like everyone had different. Obviously, your mother decided a lot of things in your upbringing. Facts. But for me, I'm just happy that my mother gave me the opportunity to like at least grow up with pops. Mm-hmm. Whereas I told you, I had siblings who their mother like just took their kids and said. Like I feel bad, but some, my pops probably so sad that he doesn't even like have that relationship with some of his kids. But it's not because he didn't want to, because the mother made the decision at a younger age. We out of here, indeed, gone. So,
and that's different because you know, and Nigeria is big on not having like going through the divorce process and everything.
Divorce, man, you out of there. Same thing. Yeah. Get out. Divorce. What's that? That's why in America it's hard to go through divorce. Because Nigeria divorce, there ain't no paperwork.
You can't take it. Yeah, you just not taking it.
Yeah. We're not doing it no more. We out. We are out.
Get the step in, like Martin would say.
You want to dip? Bye.
Get the step
out of there.
You out of here.
Nah, America, you got to go through lawyers and nah, not there.
Do you think we'll ever see the day where that will become illegal in America?
Yeah.
Like polygamy?
I believe so. With all the other foolishness that we can.
I think if Donald Trump could have several wives, he would.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And that's why I bring that up, because I feel like he has a definitely polygamous mindset. I think,
of course,
you know,
I think he's not legal, so he can't do it.
But look at the way the world is going at this point. You got to remember, we are moving into a spot to where we have so many women and not enough men. It's going to get to a point where either regardless if you legalize it or not, I still can do it. It just can't be on paper. Right. That's the only difference.
I saw an older lady on, it was like obviously social media. This older lady was talking about like, she was like literally crying on social media talking about, she was like, I just want to marry, like she's like, I'm almost 40 mm-hmm. and I have no kids and I'm not married. And I was like, she was crying, like, somebody please just marry me. I would even pay for the marriage. Just marry me. That tells you the ratio when it comes facts. To, like, like, there's a lot of women that are married. Right. Whereas, imagine if every man was married. There's going to be some woman left behind. Right. Now, if those women that were left behind had an option to just marry into a polygamy family,
they
would they do it?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
I promise you, it's becoming so popular now because... It is what it is, because a lot of people are, there's so many women, more women than there are men, and it's either you're going to do it at some point, either it be directly, everybody knows about it, or it's going to be indirectly to where you're sleeping or you're talking to a married man. So I'm saying, like, I think it just has to be open and legalized to where you get to make the choice, where everybody's just like, you know, women is just like women choice, their body, their choice.
Yeah.
I believe people should be allowed to have that choice. As long as it doesn't affect someone else, it shouldn't be an issue.
Listen, the way the world is going about this choice thing that we have, it should definitely be a choice, right?
Absolutely.
You know, my opinion. And like I said, I'm not for, you know.
No, you're speaking for all of us. None of us
but
are.
But I'm saying, like, in general, the way we're so about, like, your body, your choice, you want to be this, you want to be that, it's your choice and stuff like that, then this, to me, why don't we look, how can we have a look at this law? It's like certain laws, it's like funny laws, like we don't look at, and I don't understand why.
Have you ever wondered why Nigeria is one of the most populated countries in the world?
Facts.
I'm just, why are we in Toronto, London,
yeah.
United, have you ever wondered why we have so many people in the entire world? Sperm. It's straight up. There are some countries who are begging people to like have kids.
Was it Japan?
Labor, something like that. I don't know if that's true or not.
I
sent it to
you.
About that too. Like they're like, we need you to come here and
have kids. Yeah,
less kids, less labor, less work. Like,
but they're just, literally, they literally like, I think was willing to pay like $75,000 to come over and have the babies.
Kids,
yeah,
right?
Something
it's
like
a real
that.
Thing.
I was like, man, where'd I sign up?
This is a topic that can go on for so long that we probably have to have like a part two because, I mean, I'll even love to get a woman's opinion.
Facts.
On this.
Facts. Like, I don't think we could squeeze everything about like polygamy, just marriage and everything like that in one episode. Like, it's just such a, especially in our culture, especially in today's climate where it's a back and forth all over on every social media platform. I think that having one episode on is just not enough. I think we definitely need part two.
People.
But we need to have, that other person definitely has to be a woman.
From a Nigerian perspective, this is just...
Yeah. Or African women. It don't have to necessarily be Nigerian. It can be any African.
I think if we can get an African woman's perspective, but I also want an American person's perspective.
Nah, let's look
though.
Into it. Put
facts.
One right here, one right there.
Facts. I just all across the board. I think
you
just
know what, guys?
I want
to
get that.
We'll figure that out for you guys. We're going to try to find some people to talk about it. We're going to have them on set. We're going to dive into it more because this is just our opinion, right?
Facts.
We want to ask these questions from one person's polygamy. I mean, a woman that can talk about. If she's okay with it, and maybe the other person's like, oh, absolutely not. Hell no, you got to get all twisted. Right. We'll talk about it. We'll debate about it.
And then, I mean, that'd be interesting because, like you said, an African perspective, like, would the African woman be okay with it? Because she probably seen some of her relatives and stuff like
family.
That. And then the American one is probably like, man, yeah, right, man, I'll slit your throat, bro.
But the world is, even Africa is becoming very westernized now. It's different.
Facts.
Yeah.
So,
time has changed.
Yeah, times have changed. And so you won't see polygamy in Africa as much as possible.
As much,
but you'll see it more out here than you will back out there, which is crazy.
Yeah. Everything's changing. Like,
the presidents
I think,
in all these countries, like Ghana, for example, multiple wives. I think the older generation is it's slowly like fading away.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's becoming more monopoly. But like you were saying, is it going to come back? I don't think it would ever in America. I don't think it would ever happen.
What part? Polygamy?
Yeah,
she
legally. No,
she it's coming. Yeah, it is.
Lawyers
it's coming,
are going to be out. Lawyers are going to run out of business.
How they going to run out of? But they going to run. It's
not because you're not divorcing anymore.
I feel you on that part. I can feel you on that part.
I'm just saying, that's what lawyers are here for, is to make money off of divorce.
I think it's a tax reason why it hasn't done. They haven't figured out how to tax.
Household of two with two partners and all this different stuff.
How do you, if you divorce, because now it's like
you split in thirds?
How do you split in thirds? Yeah.
instead of paying
or
rent,
if you split
a bitch house,
you split. If one, what if only one wants to leave and the other wants to stay? Now you got to just give her or her portion. And
what's your portion? You want to leave, get to stay.
You can't give her like 1/3 of the house.
Still got people. Still got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So we're running out of
time. Man, I appreciate y'all. So we're gonna have to close it out here. But like you guys said, you guys wanted this, we gave it to you. Period. And we need comments. Comments for real, big time, because with the comments, it gives us feedback on what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what would you like to hear about, your own personal perspective, and we can most definitely bring this back up on the next conversation. But outside of that, we love you guys, because without you guys, it'll be no us, honestly. So with that being said, we appreciate you. You guys have a good one.
Free drives and we out. Let's get it.